Governor Paul LePage's proposal to slash $140 million from the Department of Health and Human Services drew its first wave of opposition today during public hearings. Opponents lined up to argue against steep cuts to the state's Maine Care program, as well as changes to taxes and reimbursement to Maine's hospitals. Steve Missler has details.
Overall, the governor's two-year budget plan is designed to cut government spending to help pay for an aggressive reduction in the state's income tax. In doing so, the governor's plan to fund human services could result in eliminating Maine Care health coverage for up to 20,000 Mainers. It also cuts reimbursement rates to rural hospitals and increases the state tax on hospitals statewide, while cutting rates for primary care physicians who work for hospitals by an estimated $16 million. DHHS Commissioner Mary Mayhew says the proposal advances the administration's efforts to reduce spending for Maine Care, the state's version of Medicaid that has caused deficits in the past.
The massive shortfalls in Medicaid overshadowed other core state priorities and have exacerbated the tax burden in this state.
But opponents of LePage's plan say it's unnecessarily harmful. The Maine Hospital Association's Jeff Austin says the cuts represent $66 million annually to state hospitals, some of which are already ailing amid increases in charity care to low-income Mainers and reimbursement cuts by the federal government.
This is an artificial crisis that throws us off the path that we've been on. We say stay on the path that we've been on.
The hospitals say the governor's budget hits them in four ways, including a reduction in Maine Care eligibility designed to save the state $33 million. It would reduce eligibility so that able-bodied adults could earn no more than $9,720 a year to qualify for Maine Care. That's 40% of the federal poverty level. Mayhew framed the Maine Care cuts as furthering the administration's goal of weaning Mainers off welfare. When Democrats pressed her about the effects of stripping Mainers of coverage, Mayhew suggested that many affected by the cuts would find private insurance through new, better-paying jobs. She was also asked about those who are afraid to take a better-paying job for fear of losing Maine Care.
That is not in their best interest to be trapped in these programs.
The governor's proposal to cut anti-poverty programs faces long odds in the legislature that's divided between the Democratic-controlled House and the Republican-led Senate. The same goes for many other initiatives in the governor's budget, which is designed to further his goal of cutting Maine's income tax. He has made incremental progress on that front since first taking office in 2011. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.